There's no further questions on our 24-hour agenda. I vote aye.
Aye.
All right. And then we have two more matters on our agenda right now. Item number four on our agenda lists as item number A, a discussion and possible vote regarding the election of chairman and vice chairman of the commission. I actually asked for this one to be placed on the agenda and would like at this time to recommend that Commissioner Anthony become the chairman of the commission starting March 1st. I have made a little announcement, and I am not going to be spending all of my additional time at the commission. I'm going to be doing all the work that is assigned to me at the commission, but I'm also going to be conducting a campaign for Congress. And so I want folks here to have the full benefit of what is needed. And so I think at this time that Commissioner Anthony would be a great replacement for me. And so I would like to make a motion at this time. I move that Commissioner Bob Anthony be named as chairman of the Corporation Commission beginning on March 1st.
I'd like to ask the maker of the motion if she'll accept a modification. And the modification was that Commissioner Douglas be elected vice chairman. And that would make the main motion be that Commissioner Anthony is elected as chairman and Commissioner Douglas be elected as vice chairman.
And I'm certainly willing to modify the motion to do that. Is there any discussion on this motion?
I guess the only point that I would make is I brought this issue up in December, on December 3rd and December 19th, that we have some kind of a regular rotation process. I can appreciate the fact that Commissioner Douglas is going to decide to run for something else and won't be here for, will be here about another 10 plus months. I'm fine with the shift, but I really think that we've spent all this money on an agency strategic plan and talked about communication and all these different things, and I think we should have some kind of orderly process of how we do things. So I don't have a problem with Commissioner Douglas being the vice chairman, but if you're not going to be here, it's a little bit difficult for me to understand why that position would really make that much difference. But, I mean, I'm not opposed to this.
I have never recommended an actual rotation, and my motion doesn't talk about a rotation. It simply talks about the fact that I think this is an appropriate time that we name a new chairman. And so on the motion as it stands, as modified by Commissioner Anthony, I vote aye.
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 All right. And so that, to staff, that will occur on March the 1st. As for the next item on the agenda, we had talked at the commissioners' meeting, and I've brought it up for probably the last 2 years, about how we could better streamline processes at the commission. We do have a strategic plan that's talking about streamlining of processes. My concern has been that if we don't do it at the top levels, we're not going to be able to encourage our employees to do that, and we do want to want to bring our processes at the commission up to date. And so I have been discussing signing agenda, which is what we have basically on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays right now. We have signing agenda also on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we hear PUD matters on those days as well. And I would very much welcome the opportunity to relook at whether or not we need signing agendas on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I believe we can continue to manage oil and gas matters and to move them forward without having a 7-minute meeting, which I believe is the average, and disrupting our staff and our workflow. And so I have been researching that. I've been talking to staff. I've talked to attorneys. I've talked to the largest companies and some of the smallest companies that this would affect, and they don't seem to have any problem with the idea of us updating our processes as long as their orders continue to move. I would make note that while the commissioners are at conferences or if we are all three out of town for a particular reason, that we are able to move orders through, that we are able to continue the business of the commission, and we don't slow the business of the commission down. So that is the discussion. That's what IMB is to talk about, is to consider the possibility of doing away with signing agenda on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and allowing staff to come up with an orderly process by which we can continue to do our orders on a daily basis, and where we can continue to allow commissioners to ask their questions if they have questions, and to continue to allow our oil and gas companies to move forward with what is one of the largest industries in the state. And so I would recommend that we do this starting March 1st, that we give staff an adequate time to look at how we can better and more efficiently manage our time and our resources here. And so that's that item, and I wanted to give brief explanation before I opened it up for discussion.
Well, I think that we should always be looking for ways to streamline the regulatory process. That's almost a phrase that we use sometimes when we address the public. And somebody mentioned one aspect of it that I hadn't thought of, that sometimes there's actually hearings going on downstairs, and we need a court reporter up here, so they have to recess down there to allow us to have a court reporter. So I think there is some economy to try to streamline the process. You know, sometimes, and I know Jeff Cloud brought this up, I assume it's true, that we're the only, he said like good body, but a regulatory commission that meets every business day of the year and conducts business. Well, you could almost look at that like maybe other people have a way of doing it that's a little more streamlined. And I sat with some commissioners at the recent NARUC meeting and kind of went around the table, and one of them said, we come together twice a month. Even the Texas Railroad Commission, which has an enormous volume of activity, I think they have once a week, or help me on this, not Tuesdays, or once a week, that and they have a very full agenda on that day. And actually, they have a very nice room, too. I think there are ways that we could be more economical. I think we're all aware of reading just the Sunday paper and other recent articles where the governor is seeking to have economy and almost with every agency lesser funding. So we need to look at everything we can do to do our part.
I guess I have several comments. Number one, I never thought we've ever needed a court reporter every day. So I think that's a moot issue. I think if a party wants to recommend that, they could have done it. That's something probably relatively simple that could have been done. I'm all for looking to streamline, but the comments that I keep hearing from both my fellow commissioners is about our staff and about conversations that one has had with particular entities. I think if we're going to do this appropriately, then I think all of us got an email today. I think the attorneys downstairs were not even aware, some of them were even aware this was on. I think that it needs to take into account an input from all people, because we're getting ready to move to iron data, which that's going to change the process probably already. I think I have some concern to think that, well, if we have questions, the commissioners are just doing their work back in the offices. I think we could, there's some things that we could do to make things more efficient. Commissioner Douglas had brought up the issue about form orders. I brought that up even before she was here. There has been a significant effort made on that, and as of recent, I think there's going to be some of these multi-units that are going to have companion put two location sessions in one order, so less paperwork. There's other things that could be done to streamline that. I think it needs to be considered in its entirety and not have some March 1st that we do something different. I think if the idea was to discuss it, consider it in conjunction with the form orders, because I will say I've also had a discussion with people from the largest companies in the state doing business. And their thought process of combining some of these and form orders so there'd be less mistakes and less errors, because that's got to be part of this whole process, because I think that all of us recognize there's a lot of issues that come up with all of these things, and it's a much more complicated world. So for those who didn't know, it's almost 1,300 horizontal wells now that have been drilled through, I think, August of last year, compared to 400 and some vertical wells, along with 503 disposal wells, and the disposal wells are getting to be even more of a challenge. So I'm certainly open to the issue of not having the court reporter. I think we need to take into consideration the money that's already been spent by IT on the internet service. So this has been streamed internally to our staff people, so, and our employees, so that they can actually hear what some of the issues might be, and we can all learn from that. So I am definitely for looking to streamline and make things better, but it's not just about what's best for our staff. It is about making sure the people that use this process have an opportunity to be heard, and that consideration to be can be given to the encompassing aspects, and then we can move quickly on that. So as far as that, I'm in favor of that, but not for some March 1st time frame.
Well, frankly, I think we probably have been talking about this for many weeks. It's been brought up in various forms over a period of months, and frankly, I think we could have had some change even before March 1st. And
I will note that I was not at the commissioner's meeting. I appreciate that there was some thought process there, but I still believe that the attorneys who do the cases downstairs, Chesapeake does their cases by the optional procedure, and I actually asked them on Friday how quickly they got orders done through the commission. And I was advised that once they submit orders to the technical staff, and they submit it with a proposed order ahead of time, so all the issues are looked at, so by the time it goes to the judge, they usually have their orders in 2 days, and oftentimes even in a day. That's what I was advised. So there is a process in place already that allows for a more efficient process, but I just don't feel like it's appropriate. I just don't feel like it's appropriate for us to do some things without having the input from those downstairs who do this work every day on a day-to-day basis. And I think if there are people from companies that want to talk to one commissioner, they ought to be here talking to all the commissioners. That's really how I see it. And I think it ought to be discussed out here. It was talked about in 2012 that we would have some kind of a forum or a process to do it, and that never did happen. I've heard the issue about working groups to look at this and working groups to look at that. And it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to get involved and try to work on that. And I feel like Jim has spent a lot of time on this. I think Ron Duncan, Mike Decker, there are a lot of people trying to work on this, and I think it all needs to be included. And that's, so that is my thought. I think things are already in process, Commissioner. I think I totally agree with you. Things are already in process to move things forward. So I think we could start easily with not having the court reporter on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That'd be great with me.
Well, I see absolutely no reason to continue with assigning agendas on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when we can continue processing the orders on a daily basis. I fully support what Commissioner Murphy is saying about the form orders, and I do know that there are working groups that are being set up and that are looking at that, and I do think the form orders will also help us streamline some of the processes. In my opinion, the signing agenda is just the first step, but it's a step we need to make that shows good faith towards being willing to lean up our processes and make them more efficient and be mindful of how our resources are spent. So I would still recommend that we move forward with the Monday, Wednesday, Friday idea, that we do away with signing agendas but continue processing orders. We also want to make sure that as we do this, that we stay completely transparent and open to the public and allow commissioners to ask the questions that they have on particular orders. And so I would ask Jim if you would help over the next couple of weeks work with us to figure out how to do this, provided that a majority of the commissioners would like to do away with signing agendas on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So my motion is still that we continue moving forward
with doing away with signing agendas on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays while processing the orders. So that's the motion that I would make.
My further discussion is all of us received an email today talking about there are people that are concerned about, sure, about changing efficiency of process. I even have one from John Reeves that came last year when this issue was brought up. As I mentioned before, I don't think it's making pronouncements and then trying to work on how it all works as I think part of the issue. I think it should be discussed thoroughly. I still have this issue that nobody seems to have brought up at all about ex parte communications on things that are judicial matters. There is another issue with that, and there's been no discussion of that. So I'm all for, I don't have any problem supporting a motion that talks about moving forward to change some processes, but some arbitrary March 1st decision without really the basis for all of it, I just can't support that. And I think it's not taking into account the people that their voices have not been heard. And if we do it like this, I think we could probably come up with a really great solution. I've already mentioned one about not having the court reporter present. So the issue that you raised, Commissioner Anthony, would be a moot issue anyway. I still look at it like we put together this money on this internet system, and I don't know how much money was spent on that.
And Commissioner Murphy, we're going to continue streaming them on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so the money is not wasted. In fact, it was well spent.
Say that the money was wasted, Commissioner Douglas. I said I think there's a process. No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not say that.
Good. I'm glad you're clarifying that.
Uh-huh. I think the whole point is if we're going to learn and develop things, part of it was so that it could be streaming so those in the technical staff, those that are involved in other processes with the orders, all types of orders, can actually hear those. And this is not the Texas Railroad Commission, and they don't have forced pooling, and it's done very differently than this. They also don't deal with some of the other issues that we deal with. So, I mean, I am not resistive to having some things considered and doing efficiencies. But I think a wider range of people should be heard instead of just three commissioners thinking they know best, and I've talked to some staff or I've talked to these people, so let's do this. I don't think that's a good process. I don't think that is open and transparent. I don't.
But let me see if I can use what I'll call layman's language. What if we said that we would like to process the orders as, I think the terminology we use is as walkthroughs, which is what we've done for years when, as was previously discussed, when, say, we're all at a conference, like the Governor's Energy Conference, I think, things like that, we've all... We've done that before.
I don't have a problem with looking at some different ways to do things. But it's different when you do something once in a while, then you change the entire process. We always talk about these unintended consequences of when changes are actually made. We talk about that all the time.
Okay, but we've done that before. So
not on a regular basis.
Has there been an unintended consequence, or is there a problem with... We've done it occasionally in the past. What if we, not 5 days a week, but 3 days a week, say, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, from here on, we're going to treat things as walkthroughs as we've done in the past?
Well, I'll just mention this. I've mentioned this because I've been on the Southwest Power Pool. I have asked that we add another day for public utility hearings on Wednesdays. I have never been given consideration for that on any kind of a regular basis, and it seems like if it's not a Tuesday or Thursday, then there's some difficulty with that. So I just feel like, you know, if we are going to try to do what is best, we ought to be trying to work to accommodate our processes, trying to look what works best. I've mentioned this over and over, and yet I feel like I've got no accommodation on that. And I'm happy to bring up a vote on the Southwest Power Pool if somebody else would like to do it. I'm happy to do that. But I feel like that there should be some consideration given on some of these things, and I don't understand this. I don't know why we can't look at all of it and work to do some things to change things instead of just this particular item. Back when things were done historically, Commissioner Anthony, there weren't the majority of wells drilled horizontally. There weren't the complications with all these things that actually have to be dealt with. There weren't the issues of the royalty owners talking about their rights and how their rights are being protected. I think it's a slippery slope. I think we need to proceed in a manner that is best. I just don't think that this is the best way.
Well, if there were a particular policy issue, then we could say, let's post that for Tuesday or Thursday.
I would like to have further discussion on this, and that the attorneys downstairs that actually do the actual cases have some input and give us some suggestions on a way that things can be processed better. But just for us to decide and tell our staff what to do, I just cannot support that. I just can't, and I won't.
Well, I am a little struggling with some of the wording, the daily signing agenda. I'm not sure that we're actually doing away with the daily signing agenda. We're maybe discontinuing the open meeting to discuss that, the posted open meeting on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So maybe the exact language of what we're proposing isn't perfectly defined right this moment, but I'm willing to go on record, and I think the staff can make this decision under the authority structure of the Director of Administration without us actually having to vote on it. But I would favor as soon as possible, including before March 1st, to conduct Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as walkthroughs as we've done in the past. And clearly the commissioners are still in charge of our agenda. And if we want to call for a 1:30 meeting someday, we can do it. If we want to post a Wednesday at 9:30 meeting with any agenda item, I think that can be put before the body, and we could vote to do it or not to do it. So I don't think we're prohibiting anything, but on routine days like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm for starting tomorrow. Actually, I take this occasion to say I'm going to be out all day tomorrow for reading some program that involves Tinker Air Force Base. And so I'm going to be there all day. So to help me out, we did this walkthrough tomorrow.
Again, I've already mentioned the issue about the court reporters. I do think that we should get input from others, because the one thing that I do think is obvious, all these companies are watching what all the other companies are doing. There is a posting so that they can actually see all the cases. So if something ever gets missed or something, that's part of the whole process. Again,
that's part of what I would ask staff to do, and I think this is part of the conversations that I've had. By the way, this is the fourth meeting that this has been posted for, over a year and a half. We've had a year and a half of discussion on this, so it is not new to anyone. I do not recommend, as we do this process, that we don't post the orders anymore. That was the concern that was mentioned a couple of years ago when I first brought this up, and I believe it was Mr. Stowers that said he doesn't want to have the orders not posted. I think on days that we do them as walkthrough, the orders are continued to be posted so everyone knows what orders are being decided and signed off on that day, or are up for consideration that day. So I also still support doing away with the signing agendas on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but continuing to process those orders. And if we need to use the phraseology where we continue to process them as walkthroughs, I'm perfectly okay with that modification, Commissioner Anthony.
Okay.
So, well, I'm going to go ahead and mention that we all received an email this morning, and one of the last, I'll just read the last line on it. I would request that as this item is being discussed, please keep his issue about transparency and all the other issues in mind. He sent it to Jim Hamilton and all three commissioners. And if substantial procedural changes are to be considered, that there be sufficient time to vet the process with the various stakeholders. I don't want to put you on the spot, Ms. George, and I have not talked to you at all, so I have no idea what you would even say. But do you think the attorneys downstairs are aware of from the posting today? I'm just asking if there was an awareness of what was being proposed today.
I'm I'm sorry, Commissioner. I wouldn't have it.
Let's use the microphone.
I'm just asking if you were aware of it, or if you'd heard anything downstairs, if any of the attorneys were aware of it.
No, ma'am. I didn't. I wasn't aware of it.
Okay. Did anybody get your input on it?
No.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't know if I received that email before I came in here because I haven't read it, but I would still stick with my my original idea that we consider streamlining and that we the processes that we're going to do are not going to affect the attorneys downstairs because they're still going to get their orders issued on a daily basis, and I do believe that we need to... I've been bringing it up for 2 years. I would like to try it if Commissioner Murphy and Commissioner Anthony determine that it's not a process that's working. We can go back to the way we've done it for 35 years. If it is a process that ends up being efficient and allows us to put our resources into things like technical staff, that would be just a move forward for the commission. So,
I
make a motion to streamline the processes of our agendas on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to allow them to be processed as walkthroughs. I would like that to begin as early as March 1st.
And by as early as, I read that to be that it could be done even sooner.
Yes.
Okay. I think it shows leadership to move forward.
And so your vote on that motion would be?
I vote aye.
My vote is no, and I will make it clear that I will be out here on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday without a court reporter with the microphones on, so that if I have any questions or if there's any issues that need to be raised, people can actually hear those, and it won't be done back behind closed doors, and people won't really know what's going on. So the rest of you all can do what you want, but that is what I will plan to do. So there won't be any confusion by anybody if there's a question or some issue that needs to be raised.
Well, this thing about closed doors, the Munson decision by Justice Marion Apala, I think, has for a long time said that when we're deciding judicial matters, that the commissioners can deliberate as they do judicial matters.
I'm not talking about the Munson case. I'm talking about these sort of judicial matters that could be considered as ex parte when we have our attorney going down to talk to attorneys in the actual cases. And there's been no discussion of that.
There was no ex parte communications. There was discussion of processes, not cases. That's absolutely incorrect.
I'm talking about ex parte communications. If Jim goes and talks to an attorney on a particular case and there are multiple attorneys involved, and then that discussion comes back to each of us, judicial cases we'd be considered differently. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that has happened. I'm saying that's the issue that has not been discussed at all.
Well, I certainly believe we absolutely need to think about that. And if that's been an issue all along as we've done walkthrough cases and, you know, as long as for 3 and 4 days when we've been all at meetings, I think that that's a concern that we need to address, and especially we need to address going forward. I have not seen that happen, and I believe that in the walkthrough processes we've been able to accommodate questions, and I want to make sure that we know that if there are questions, like Commissioner Murphy is saying, if she has a question, and we can easily put those to a Tuesday or Thursday, which is normally what happens. We ask it to be continued until you have a chance to further research it, and then we can bring it back up on the following day. And I think that is still absolutely appropriate, and we don't want to squelch questions.
I think if we have an order on a Friday that is an emergency order, that's a problem, and waiting till a Tuesday. Again, I have asked for some accommodation by my fellow commissioners to have another day about utility orders, and I guess I'm just going to take away from this meeting, there is going to be no accommodation for that. I still think there is this timeliness on some of this issue of how things have to be done. I totally agree with that. But thinking you're just going to wait and post things up that come up on a Friday to a Tuesday, I don't even know how that makes sense.
Well, I think we can address some of those one at a time. So if there's some really big utility case, or maybe it's not so big, if a commissioner says, I'd like to post this on any day, including Saturday or Sunday, that the commissioners can deal with it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, well, I'll just note that I will be bringing this up again, Commissioner Anthony, in about 10 or 10 and a half months when there's somebody else new here. If this process does not work, and even before then, if it doesn't work and it creates problems, I'll be bringing it up again.
Certainly, we would want you to. And I'll be here 10 and a half months, and I'm happy to discuss it as we have been for the last 2 years. So with that, we have the votes registered on this. I believe we've conducted our discussion and all of the business that was on for today, and we can be adjourned and go off the record.
Thank you.